Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Will Smith did all this for his wife and she still cheated on him. This is back when she still looked feminine, had long hair, and smiled. Actually, the reason he was cheated on probably had a lot to do with simping behavior like this. The more you do for her, the less she respects you because women don't think very highly of themselves. And if you do, then they think you're beneath them. Also, judging by his body language, it looks like he's saying, look at my wife, because she's available. Up next, why do women keep doing this? This one admits to smashing her family dog since she was 13, and even showed her boyfriend the pics. Why aren't there any pictures of the dog? My mistake, that is the picture. It's women like this that are single-handedly keeping the peanut butter companies in business. This happened in Arizona, and I'm starting to believe that Arizona is just West Florida for all the strange things that happen there. Number 3, the New York Compost put out an article about the rise of the Manosphere divorce, where women are ditching their Joe Rogan and clavicular influence husbands. Here's what the bitter person writing this article looks like. She's miserable and probably wants other women just as miserable as she is. Women should never take another woman's advice, especially if she's ugly because she wants to sabotage them so she can steal their men. Also, Joe Rogan is not the Manosphere. Moving on, apparently Gen Z couples are choosing graveyards instead of cafes for quieter, crowd-free dates. Why? Some people say it's because black folks are freaked out by graveyards. Nothing could be farther from the truth. When I was there in NOLA, they were waiting for me there to mug me. Maybe it's because graveyards are free. If they're going there, they're probably going there not to date, but to smash. And in doing so, they're probably trying to wake up the dead. Remember, your ancestors are watching. Number 5, who are feminists like this? This one says that she still wants men to pick up the bill. They want to cherry-pick the benefits of equality while passing off all the difficult and inconvenient parts off to men. Traditionalism for thee, but not for me. If she won't split the bill and doesn't even offer, then don't be with her. She's probably with you because of your money and not because she finds you attractive. I'm just so tired of this. Up next, somebody says that black women are beautiful and then shows a picture of a woman who is 50 to 75% white. Yes, this part black woman is attractive, and I've met some who were half black and gorgeous. Even some from places like Ethiopia were absolutely stunning. That's not the issue. The issue is due to higher testosterone levels, and they aren't as feminine as women from other backgrounds. Plus, you're more likely to be killed by a black woman than you are by a white man. Let that sink in. Number 7, do you agree that you should be a minimum of 25 years old before joining the police force? These cops in Britain look like the ones who would actually take you away for an offensive social media post. Either that or if your lunch money gets stolen, call these folks. I could also be wrong and this could be a female officer and her two sons playing dress up for Halloween. Most likely it's a photoshopped image or AI edited photo. Moving on, the cops in LA are stepping up their patrols to combat prostitution. Why don't these working girls just advertise online? Oh, that's right. Because the Fed shut down Backpage. In Canada, we still have LeoList, but if you look at it from an IP from America, it blocks out all the pictures. It's harder to get work, and that's why many of the American ones are doing chats on the Canadian LeoList site. And that's why more streetwalkers than ever have started OF pages. Looks like somebody out there put Kamala Harris back to work. Number 9, Mark Parisi here planned on donating one of his testicles to medical research in exchange for $35,000, which he was planning on using to buy a Nissan 370Z. Unfortunately, that one-nut financing deal was unavailable because the company agreeing to buy the testicle pulled out, no pun intended, because his testosterone level was too low. Talk about a low blow. I thought this story was fake, but it's actually real. Up next, why is it that women look at you like this when they know you have a girlfriend? Hell, this is the way that women look at you these days if you can afford your own place and your own car in your 20s. Because the situation is getting so bad out there economically. But seriously, let me say this for the millionth time. Women desire men who are desired by other women. The female collective rarely makes up its mind about a man's attractiveness in a vacuum. Number 11, speaking of social proof, this 27-year-old married teacher spent 3.5 years smashing a 17-year-old student in home while her lawyer husband was away. She even got jealous of the attention that other girls in her class were giving this guy by talking about him. Looks like she got herself a chin, and in the end, she got only 24 months probation. She's still living with her simp of a lawyer husband. Just once, I want to see the guys that these teachers smash. I'll bet you that they look like Chad Rhodes. Moving on, speaking of predators, this pediatrician accused of hosting nude sleepovers with younglings was found ended in his home. Probably by his own hand because he's guilty. Where were the parents? Oh, that's right. It happened on the left coast in Washington State. So they might have actually encouraged it. Plus, this perv lived just across the river from Oregon, which is the greatest number of offenders of that kind in America. Number 13, here's what the Stephen Hawking movie on Netflix is going to look like. Well, on the bright side, at least it's going to be a black woman going to Epstein Island instead of another white man. Still to this day, I can't believe they had Stephen Hawking on Star Trek The Next Generation. If you think that this one's bad, then just wait until you see the Netflix remake of Flipper. I think the wizard behind this added Michael Jackson's eye. Hee hee. Or should I say, ee-ee. Up next, and speaking of another black woman, here we have Beyoncé caught editing her social media pictures to make it look like she doesn't have a double chin. Looks like she needs more Zempic and less diabetic. Actually, looks like this photo is AI generated. Looks like somebody doesn't like her either. On a more positive note, it looks like the Met Gala going forward has been cancelled, so we won't have to be exposed to this sort of nonsense no more. Number 15, this man pooped and peed himself in a cop car after warning the cops that he was speeding home to use the bathroom. I don't think those marks were on his forehead until he wet himself. This is a real story about Carlos, and he was arrested going 75 in a 55 zone. He fled on foot, was tasered, and then urinated and defecated in the back of the patrol car. I hate to be the police officers having to clean up that mess. Hopefully most of it was self-contained. Moving on, and speaking of open defecation, some guy says this is how he would Indian-proof his home. I can understand the train, it's their natural predator. But what are all those kiddie pools for? Are they places for them to defecate? Or just places where they would accidentally clean themselves? I guess they might not want that. The only thing that's missing here is an elephant and a bunch of tigers. That'll definitely keep them out. Number 17, why did everyone look happier in the 90s? Because the music and nightclubs were great. Life was affordable and there was real equality between men and women, and girls were still pleasant to be around. They didn't ghost you or friend-zone you. Plus, we didn't have the constant looming anxiety from the internet and social media in our day-to-day lives. What little internet we did have, we didn't have women trying to police hate speech, and there were cool people on forums. Up next, Michael Saylor always says to never sell your Bitcoin. Meanwhile, now he's selling some of it to pay me and other holders of his STRC fund, or Stretch, with regards to the 11.5% annual dividend. He's even quoted as saying that you should sell your kidney if you must, but never your Bitcoin. I guess Sandman needs to get paid. I'm not worried about this because I'm first in line to get my money if MicroStrategy goes bankrupt, and they hold almost 1 million Bitcoins. Number 19, this waitress had to improvise on $3 drink night because it brings out the cheapskates. She's definitely asking for some big tips wearing that LED poop shoe plug. Either that or she swallowed a traffic light. Maybe if it's green, it either means she's gotta go or she wants money. In this case, after you give her a tip, I'm sure you'll hate to see her go, but you'll love to watch her leave. Too bad this is AI though. You can always tell from the guy's shirts. Moving on, remember everyone in Canada, you need to fill out the census or you might face jail time. And what important information is in this year's census besides the usual age, skin color, and other demographic information? Now they're asking if you're transgender or non-binary. That's the stuff the government is wasting our money on. A few days after getting this, I was sent a form to fill out for jury duty. Hopefully they won't call me out for it again. Number 21, here's a prime example as to why dating apps are failing. This one wants you to pay an extra $9.99 to talk to Janet because you're not 6 feet tall. If we have this, it would only be fair if there were weight filters for men so we could actually sift out the Shamu-sized women. You know exactly how this is going to end. You'll end up paying $9.99 and say, "Hi Janet, how are you doing?" Only to get no reply and get ghosted. I wouldn't be surprised if Janet didn't even exist but was AI generated. Up next, Vera Wang here shocks everyone with her youthful body at the age of 76. Either that's been heavily edited and airbrushed, or she used a full bucket of body makeup to fill in all those wrinkles. Here's what the real youthful her really looks like. I don't even know who she is, but she's some famous fashion designer. And she mostly designs wedding dresses too. Looks like she's probably going to need a new line of work as marriage rates continue to crash. Number 23, I knew something like this was going to happen. Kids are bypassing online age checks by drawing on fake mustaches. This is a future leader right there. All the while AI is taking their future jobs, and when they're old enough to work, they'll get nothing. What's next? Are they going to print out pictures of their dad's faces to show the artificial intelligence? There's so many spicy content sites out there that don't require ID, and they'll just visit them if that doesn't work. Moving on, Japan will soon pay out 10,000 yen to people who report illegal immigrants into the country. Sure they will. Who's going to report people when they're just paying you 63 bucks? Plus, how many illegal immigrants are there in Japan? I did do some more digging, and this is a fake news story because the actual reward is 15,000 yen. That's still a lot cheaper than getting the officials to do that work. Imagine if they did something like this in the United States. Number 25 and the last one is Zempic strikes again. So much for the mantra of beauty in any size. The moment women have the option to easily shrink their size, they do. Is she smashable now? I can't wait to see all the ads in 5 to 10 years with lawyers asking if you suffer from one of the following side effects after taking a Zempic. But apparently congrats on her for doing it the hard way. That's why her face doesn't look malnourished. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.